With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli authorities say a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights, killing 12 children and teenagers.
The victims in the town of Majdal Shams were from the Druze community, a religious sect which began as an offshoot of Shia Islam. Some Druze have Israeli citizenship, yet many still have sympathy for Syria and reject Israeli annexation. Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike, but in a rare move, Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. The strikes come on the same day Israel hit a school used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, killing at least 30 people, almost half of them women and children. The new strikes in Israeli-occupied territory has heightened worries that an all-out war could erupt between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also on SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump promises policies that'll promote Bitcoin and other new technologies to grow the U.S. economy.
Our nation has never thrived by trying to censor new ideas and shut down the dreams of our people. America always plants our flag on the next frontier and pushes boldly ahead. We have to do that. We haven't been doing that for a long time, especially the last 3.5 years. It's gone the exact opposite.
Mr. Trump made the keynote address yesterday at the Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Thousands of firefighters battling a wildfire in California are getting some help from the weather. Just hours after the blaze exploded in size, scorching an area larger than Los Angeles. Apple has reached a tentative collective bargaining contract with the first unionized company store in the country. The agreement must be approved by roughly 85 employees at the store, which is located in the Baltimore suburb of Towson. This is SRN News. Voters in Kentucky will consider school choice.
An amendment will be on the November ballot in the state that would allow lawmakers to provide public money to private educational institutions, including Christian schools. What might result is a type of voucher program that would allow parents to take their kids out of public schools, then receive money to defray the cost of private education. Millions of moms and dads across the country are expressing dissatisfaction with their local schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa's newest pro-life law will take effect Monday, banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation was passed last year, but a judge had blocked it from being enforced. When the Iowa Supreme Court reiterated in June that there is no constitutional right to an abortion in the state, it ordered the hold be lifted. Currently, 14 states have near total bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. This is SRN News. A flood of political donations is coming in for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign.
Fundraising's been brisk for Kamala Harris after she announced her candidacy for president. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris headlined a fundraiser this weekend in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Scheduled before Joe Biden dropped out of the race, it was expected to bring in less than $500,000 for Biden. Now Harris's campaign says they've raised $1.4 million in just one night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni says Italy and China have signed a 3-year action plan to implement past agreements and experiment with new forms of cooperation. The announcement comes while Meloni's on an official visit to China to try to reset relations. More details at SRNnews.com.